Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ.
The
problem seems right, but
there was no way out.
I don't have to
think good,
but
I don't
be.
And it made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful, don't deserve enough. I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent, and I'm sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not staying free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy. Day and night, mercy, mercy, mercy in my cry, Lord.
Mercy,
please, Lord, that I'm begging you to keep on falling, and I don't know what to do. Oh Lord, won't you help me, please? I'm crying down on my
knees.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Patrick Metlock. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. We're so appreciative of various ones of you that are joining this fine ministry that's being sponsored by the Central Church of Christ out of Smyrna, Georgia. We're thankful for Danielle, for her continued faithfulness in hosting this program every morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Actually, if you can believe it, I have not met Danielle in person. We got to fix that. And I think I'm looking at trying to fix that in November because I think I will be coming to Atlanta for a conference at that time. And Danielle, we got to make sure that we make that happen with maybe me, you. Well, actually, I guess you're not in Atlanta now that I'm thinking about it. You're in South Carolina. So that's another thing. I got to go visit my cousins over there. So we'll figure it out one way or another. But appreciate you very much, Brother Bradshaw. We appreciate you and the work that you're doing there in Georgia with the people there and what you do in the community. Thank you very much for your service. Thank you if you're on that Blog Talk Radio telephone line listening in, not just on Gratitude Tuesdays, but every morning that you can make it. We appreciate you, and we don't take you for granted. And then thank those that are also faithfully and then maybe even for the first time listening in on the Facebook Live simulcast of this devotional. We appreciate you very much as well. I have a poll on the Facebook part of this, and I'm not sure how many of you can see it. I'm still kind of working through, you know, what that looks like. But I'm hoping that you're responding to that poll. That poll, quite simply, says that talks about the 4-H, basically the 4-H club. And so if I don't have it activated and it says that it's active, I would love for you guys to respond to that poll. Were you a 4-H member when you were a kid? Some of the answers, the responses are yes, I was, no, I wasn't, and also what is 4-H club? Because some of you who I kind of think 4-H club was kind of, especially in my day, more of a southern thing, but it might have been something that might have happened in northern states like Michigan, because I did not move, for those of you who may not know, originally back to Michigan until I was 14 years old. So I spent the first 14 and a half years or so up down in Tennessee, where I know we had 4-H Club. It's kind of cooperative education program that extended at least to middle school. And in doing so, it basically promoted learning by doing. And it had this pledge that I thought I would bring back to your memory for those of you who did it. I pledged my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to greater living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. And I remember saying that and said, it's so grand. I'm in middle school and I'm already, you know, talking about my world. And it was really something. And so being a part of 4-H was a great memory and a great experience. And yet, I'll say to you that now that I'm a minister of the gospel and a man of God, I feel the need in the inspiration that maybe my 4-H experience back in the day produced to give you a spiritually appraised version. And I'm going to call it 3-H's. I'm going to invite you to become part of the 3-H club, because I don't have time for 4-H's. That's the other reason why I didn't give you 4. And it's coming from James chapter 3. And verse number 13, familiar passage. Let's revisit it and see if we can receive some pearls of wisdom. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. This is the New American Standard. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him is sin. So I use this passage to, before I give you the three H's, I'm going to give you four F's, if you don't mind. This passage encourages us to have the right focus. This passage encourages us to make sure that we sustain the right, a right level of faith. This passage is dripping with the fact that those of us who have favor have access to God's face. And as a result of our having access to God's face, we need to be saying that if it's the Lord's will, we should do really the right thing in life every single day. And if I can give you three H's that can help you to have the right focus, to extend the right faith, to take advantage of the favor that we have as a result of us having access to God's face, then I think I will not have wasted your time this morning. And then that message can be yours. And then you can revel in the fact that you are now a member of the 3H Club. Let me give them to you ever so briefly. If you want to make sure that you are basically walking appropriately in your daily professional, saying if it's the Lord's will and doing the right thing, then I think the first H is heal yourself, even your very soul. The first H is heal yourself, even your very soul. Do what you need to do to make sure that physically and spiritually you're progressing in the right direction. Many of us do a lot of things and we have a lot of activities, and a lot of times where your heart is, you know, that's your priority. That's basically what you do. Then a lot of cases we'll throw our money in those particular areas. But just know that whether you need to do exercise, whether you know need to comply better with the doctor's instructions, and whether or not you're devoting the right time and energy to things spiritual. So are you attending Wednesday night Bible class consistently and being able to get the benefit and to bless others? Are you attending church? Are you connected at all with your family members? Do the things that are necessary to heal yourself, even your very soul. And do what we've been doing at Gateway for the last month. And that is we immersed ourselves in the Galatians 5, 22 and 23 passage and really looked at the nine graces that are the result of the fruit of the Spirit, because the Bible says, against such there is no law. Heal yourself, even your very soul. And then I'm going to say the second H would be to hug your family members. That passage in James 4 said that we are but a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Make sure that you're taking advantage and not taking for granted of your family members. And when I say take advantage of the opportunity to lavish love on them and to receive love back. Make it so that they think that you're weird, that every time that you see them, you're hugging them, that you're greeting them with love and affection. Because you don't know if this is the very last time you're going to see that family member. So the second H is hug your family members. And the third H is help your church members. A lot of churches have ministries, some ministries that are outward toward the community and some that are inward. But in this particular case, I'm going to say help your church members, and I guess I can extend it and say, or those in within your locus of control, your sphere of influence, those that are in your community circle, help others. People sometimes are hurting. They won't tell you what they need, but as we establish greater relationships, we actually are engendering more opportunities to support others. Smile. Be approachable. Adopt a ministry at your church, one that where you know that you're not just helping yourself, but you're helping others as well. Because as James says, he who knows the right thing to do and does not, to that person it is sin. You need to know, ladies and gentlemen, you need to know, brothers and sisters, that indeed the 3H Club, healing yourself, hugging your family members, and helping church and community is the right thing to do. Because we need to have spiritual focus. We need to have unfeigned faith. And we need to have favor that takes advantage of the faith that is saying, the faith of God. And because of that, we need to, in our language and in our spirit, always be saying, if it's the Lord's will. I'm hoping that this was not a waste of your time. And congratulations, a W, a member of the 3H Club. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And Father in heaven, please allow it so that as a result of our efforts to deliver the word today, that you will be able to bless every soul as they were to hear your word, knowing that your word has not come back to you void in any way, shape, or form. Father, help us to be able to follow the 3 H's inspired by the 4 F's and be able to heal and to help and to hug, because our focus and our faith and the favor as a result of our access to your faith indeed inspires us to make sure that we're doing the right thing while we still have breath in our very bodies. Be with everybody that's a part of this ministry. Be with those that are part of our congregations. Bless everyone the ways in which they need to be blessed. And please accept our good faith effort, whether we're still in our slippers, whether we've made it to the seat of our cars, or whether we are already at the corner of our offices or cubicles, that we are able to, on this clean canvas of a Tuesday morning, to be able to give you glory and honor in all of our thoughts, in all of our actions, as well as in all of our words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. The phone hasn't hung up yet, but I'm appreciative of everybody who has played a role in this devotional, in particular as you participate. I apologize. I mean, I'm still going to have to probably do some Googling to see why my dashboard says the poll is active, and yet it's not. Okay, so watch. Now I think you can see it, or can you? Activate the polls so people can vote. Because not only that, usually if it's activated, then I'll see the results. But it doesn't look like any of you saw the poll. Is that correct? No polls. I know Carolyn said she didn't see it. Did anybody see the poll at all? Did anybody see the poll at all? I'm going to presume not. I see you, Frankie and Stephanie, Olivia, Yvonne, May, Shirley, Brenda, Sarah, Sister Northley, Janice, Carolyn Walker, Mario, Sharon, Yvonne. I'm not sure what I'm doing. You know, it's usually things are pretty intuitive. If you push a button that says activate and it says active, then actually when I push the button to say activate poll, it is not responding. So I'm not sure what I'm doing incorrectly. I'll have to do some research on that. So I apologize for that. I didn't see any prayer requests on the comments today. But again, I'm just hoping that you guys will go out and make it a incredible and fantastic day, and that God will indeed be with you. Godspeed to each and every one of you.
And we are neighbors in love with Michigan. We
pray that the network you are on, who are doing, to find ourselves in quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of